This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Mike, this is a story, as you said, that may make some people upset, and others will say, wait a minute. I didn't even know he was deserving of this or that it was already in the contract. So lay out the information on Mike Bobo.
All right, man. The guy that first broke the story, our friend Mark Weiser from the Athens Banner-Herald, subsequently picked up by other dog sources. Mike Bobo signed a contract extension before the 24 season began. So it would have been before last season.
Okay.
So last summer, perhaps last spring.
Okay.
And that was a contract extension that basically pays him through the 26th season. Right now, Mike Bobo is making $1.403 million. That will increase to $1.503 million on July 1st. And then $1.603 million on July 1st of 2026. And then he's contracted through the conclusion of the 26th season.
Sure.
So basically, there was a contract. And as Mark Weiser reported, the Athens Banner-Herald reported, it was not reported. It was not released to us from Josh Brooks or from the athletic department.
No, it was not. This bother you?
Well, I mean, if he's your guy, stand by your man. If you're going to pay him, get out of the county square and say, I just gave this guy a two-year extension. So, or a year extension, which is what it amounts to. Look, Kirby is loyal. We know that. Kirby is very stubborn, or not stubborn, but he's locked into his people, right? And I do think that Mike Bobo is a good, competent offensive coordinator. Is he the best offensive coordinator in college football? No.
No.
And the stats would bear that out. Now, the offensive line, not Bobo's fault that they weren't up to snuff, and we've covered some of the shortcomings of the receiver core that was just, let's be honest, Carl, downright laughable at times with their drops.
It is.
But, I mean, I don't know. I just thought Todd Monken was really good. Todd Monken got the most out of everybody. Subsequently, they've not had the same talent. I think the offensive line was not even close to what it was in the two championship years back-to-back. But you know me, man. I'm always lukewarm on Mike Bobo. I just think there's a better, younger, more exciting ideas out there and other coordinators in college football that I wish Kirby would be tapping into.
What do you guys think? The news, again, this deal was already done. It was already cooked into the contract, but it never was really announced. And so we get word, and how it's been, you know, at least expressed, Mike, is, hey, Bobo gets an extension. Well, it is, but in really it's not. This is his contract. It just raises within the contract.
Right. It's not a new contract. We're just getting the details. And our buddy Rusty Mansell announced that he was told that Mike Bobo had an offer from another school that was a significant raise had he chose to leave Athens. So Rusty Mansell saying that there was another offer on the table for Bobo to jump ship, and that's part of the reason this came in. Was added into the contract presumably last summer.
Okay. Look, you got to keep good people. I'll say this. For Kirby Smart, and obviously he's the guy that's got to believe in the guys that are around him and his coaching staff. I think, Mike, and I said this at the end of the season, I don't think Kirby Smart looks at Mike Bobo and says, it is your fault we didn't run the ball well. It is your fault that we had all the drops and all the things that we talked about with this offense.
Right.
Although he is the offensive coordinator. But I also think if those things get fixed and this offense looks like it did or either a similar fashion, because it was never great last year. There were times it was good. There were times it wasn't. Ole Miss shut them down.
I mean, Ole Miss, I was going to say, Ole Miss scored. Will ran down the field on you.
What was the defense? I mean, they didn't do anything offensively.
I'm not saying we got on the hype train, but we thought Trevor Etienne was really going to be a dog.
He didn't do anything.
And they never maximized his talent. And Frazier's going to have his chance to shine. Frazier, we love the athleticism. You see why Frazier was the recruit that he was, but he puts the ball on a rug too much. But I just thought, you never committed to the run. It's run the damn ball. It's a reason people have it on T-shirts. It's just been the same thing with Bobo over the years. And then this year, look, as you say, man, Tyson said, you got to play until somebody punches you in the mouth. What's your counter? What's your plan B and C? That's what I don't see evolving under Mike Bobo at times during the dog season this last year.
We're going to find out with this quarterback situation and the development of the quarterback situation. It's funny you brought up Rusty because he came on earlier today and he said he talked to some people and they are determined to get back to running the football this year. Well, okay, I hope they do, because there's no way in hell that Georgia should be one of the worst teams in the SEC in running the football on any Saturday. So, with that said, I think that is going to be the key to the development of their quarterback, but that's still all Mike Bobo.
My buddy Dale King Kamehameha, who's a big, he's a big Georgia booster, he says it would have been the team, it would have been in the old SEC East, the team that was calling for Bobo.
Okay, all right. Look, rumors get out. Some is true. Some are fabricated.
Right.
Sometimes your agent says, hey, he's got other people that are interested. I don't know if it's true or not. But at the end of the day, he didn't leave.
Nope.
And if the offer was that good, I don't care what school it was, he could have easily said, they're giving me X amount of more money. I want to go. What Bobo knows is they've got a really good system at Georgia. They're going to be good, continue to be good for a long time. You go somewhere else, Mike, right now. Yeah, you may be calling the plays or getting a big fat raise for a couple of years, but at the end of the day, you'll probably be looking for a job in a couple of seasons.
No.
He knows he's got stability at Georgia. So this, to me, was just a play to say, hey, I'm wanted. And when you know that you're wanted and they know that you're wanted, you get a raise.
Now, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line. I don't have access to all the texts, but guys hit me up on Twitter saying, look, when you go back and look at Stetson Bennett, was a generational talent. It was a unique situation. It's just the stars aligned. And thank God you got Stetson Bennett, which no dog fan, even if he won a national championship, would even give him the credit, right?
No.
But Monken had Brock Bowers and had all those weapons, receivers that could make plays, good depth at running back, and just a better offensive line. So I do agree there, but that's my point. I've drove you crazy back in September. I'm like, why are you getting to like a peeing contest with Alabama on the road? Run the ball. You know, don't get it. All of a sudden now you let the momentum of the game just get away from you. And Beck wasn't good. We know that. But I just thought there was still a chance to keep running that football in that first half. Not the plan.
Yeah, when you talk about Ole Miss having a better year offensively than Georgia, Arkansas, Mike, averaged more yards per game than
Georgia.
How
about that? With a quarterback that, you know, that runs like a deer and throws like a deer.
Auburn averaged more yards per game than Georgia. South Carolina, who came on late. That should like never happen.
But that's my point. There was another offer for him in the offseason before 24. Georgia matched or eclipsed it. Keep Bobo. And I'm not saying that's Kirby's, that's like a security blanket. But, man, you're Kirby. You can get anybody you want in the country. Georgia can get anybody in the world to come and coach.
Yeah.
And he's got more money than Rick ever had. He could always go do better.
So here's the kicker, though. This is the part we're talking about with the run game. And this falls, again, on Bobo. And by the way, I'm not saying run the ball every damn play. There is a balance that goes along with this.
Right.
But if I was to tell you that the Dogs only averaged 137 yards during the season per game, you say, oh, that sounds pretty good. Until you start looking at the Aggies, Mike, averaged 195 yards per game on the ground.
Right.
Texas, 160 yards. 184 yards for the Razorbacks. All these teams were better than the Bulldogs. As a matter of fact, they were second to last in the SEC in running the football. That is a problem. You should never be second to last at Georgia or third to last or whatever it is in any category. But that's what we're talking about. South Carolina was better. Ole Miss, Alabama, Missouri was better at running the football. than Georgia last year.
And that's why when we say run the damn ball, Bobo, again, it's I'm not just – Carl just laid it out there. We're not saying to sit there and be 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Not everybody.
You know, and look like, you know, Coach Dooley back in the day. But it just does drive me crazy that when you get into this, you know, it's like – I get it. They come out swinging. And then it reminds you like that Boise State game all the way to 10, 11 years ago where just run the – play to your strengths. Don't get into that, like, now we're going to get into a throwing contest with Milroe. And I get it. You know, Carson Beck, the preseason hype, he's going to be a Heisman Trophy winner or candidate and all that stuff. I don't know, man. I just absolutely despise that game plan in Tuscaloosa last year.
Well, look, we're going to find out. I think there's pressure. I know people don't want to say this, but there is pressure. When you start looking at these numbers and you're saying all these offenses in the SEC were better than you, we're not even talking about nationwide. We're not talking about, you know, the Ohio States or the Oregons, which obviously were better. It's just in your conference. Georgia has to be better offensively, and that's the pressure of Mike Bobo.
It's not Bobo's fault that Lovett drops the pass, but think about this. 14-0, Georgia gets the football against Alabama. 1st and 10, throw. 2nd and 10, throw. 3rd and 6, throw. I mean, just run the freaking ball. I mean, you're making my argument for me. Another 3 and out, and then Alabama's off and running like it's a video game.
All right, guys, what do you think? 404-726-0929. You can hit us up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I don't.
That's just big moments, big games. That's when you can get underneath the fingernails of the offense and say, look, this doesn't make sense.
Well, you're not managing the game right. The way you should.
Right.
That's what you're talking about there. You're on the road. It's the same thing we saw against Notre Dame. You're not managing the game the way you should. Go in at the half and feel like you've put in a good half of football. You've got a whole nother half, but instead you're going to take a chance and drop back a kid, and you've got no protection for him.
Right.
Manage the game. That's what you're talking about.
And a chance, I mean, with what 75 seconds to go down the field again, field goal range?
That makes sense.
That was a big ask on a good day. That's going to be difficult enough in Sanford Stadium, let alone at the Sugar Bowl.
So those are the things we're talking about. But either way, Bobo's got some extra money cooked in. And, again, I don't have any problems. I don't have as many problems, should I say, as Mike. I just feel like last year it was more about execution
right. And
the lack of it from players on the field.
Offensive line wasn't as good.
Than it was right. Bobo and the play calling. And I'll say this, if he knew 3 or 4 games into the season, Coach Smart, we're going to have a problem running the football. I got to adjust. And then you're having all these drops.
Right.
Like, I'm calling these plays. Guys are open. They're getting hit.
And Beck is putting the ball in guys' hands. Now, the problem is when you combine that with Beck throwing those picks.
Yes, that was the issue.
And some of the losses, and then it's just a blank show. Yeah.
What did he throw, 8 over 4 games or something of that nature? We're talking about Carson Beck.
So, again, if you're just tuning in,